Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, you heard me say it a minute ago, just a little less than a month from the opening of the Missouri legislative session. We just talked to the senator there about what Senator-elect about what he would like to do, David Gregory, when he takes office. And, you know, they always go in with grand plans and then somebody throws a wrench in the middle of it. But the point is, there are good things we could do with the supermajority if we can just get it done in Jeff City. One good way to do that might be having a blueprint before you get there. And our friends at the Show Me Institute have just what we ordered. We've got Brenda Talent, head of the Show Me Institute, on here with us now, president, and great to have her back. Brenda, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, I was looking over the your blueprint for 2025. Hopefully, the legislature has looked over it. The thing that immediately caught my eye, got to be honest with you, it's not first or second, but about the third or fourth thing down, which is the Missouri Parents Bill of Rights. Yes, please tell me how we get this adopted.
Well, we get this adopted by having people who actually, you know, walk the walk instead of just talk the talk.
Yes.
This is about parents being able to know what's going on in their schools, whether it's how the kids are performing, whether it's how the finances are being used, how the money's being used, or whether it's what's happening in the classroom. Missouri parents have a right to know. I mean, they are the primary people responsible for the education of their children, and they have the right to direct and make decisions about that. And you begin by having transparency. So this particular Parents' Bill of Rights has been out there. We've had a number of people talk about the fact that they believe in it. They just haven't gotten it across the finish line. And it really, when we look at the state of education in Missouri, what this Parent Bill of Rights is talking about is true transparency. We don't have that, whether it's at the Department of Elementary and Secondary level on how schools and school districts are actually performing in a way that parents can understand versus what's happening in the classroom. And we need those rights to be enshrined in our law because they're not doing it right now without, you know, the power of the law behind it.
So of the 17 different policy ideas that are outlined here in this blueprint for moving Missouri forward, you know, some of them include welfare reform, budgetary reform, nuclear energy. Is there one or maybe there's two in particular that you feel like this legislative session you really hope get addressed?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic that with our governor-elect, when he was campaigning, he talked about two items. They're very broad, but they're here. One is robust educational choice. We need to begin competing with other states where they're offering parents basically a full menu of options for directing the education of their children. The other is really getting our tax and regulatory system under control. And we have in here what we call the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, where our government has been growing. I guess it's sort of like topsy because we've almost doubled our budget in the last 5 years, and we need to rein that in. And return the money back to the taxpayers of Missouri, which means reducing our income tax rates. So those are things which the governor-elect has talked about. I'm optimistic that we'll see legislation moving those concepts forward, because they're very important for us as a state if we want to compete with the states around us. And let's be honest about it. We are in competition for attracting businesses and people with those other states.
Brenda, I have to tell you, I was honored to get to MC your anniversary dinner recently and enjoyed hearing Dr. Art Laffer. And one of his focus points that whole evening was sunsetting the income tax in the state of Missouri, just figuring out a way to get rid of it. He knows it won't happen overnight, but that's clearly one of the points in your blueprint as well.
It is. And one of the ways that we try to move towards that direction is through our taxpayer bill of rights, because you've got to begin by containing the growth of government. And the people of Missouri have a right to have a say in whether we want government to grow. In the last few years, our elected officials have just been growing it on their own and making commitments that are going to be pretty hard to claw back. And so those are things that, you know, we need to address as a state, again, if we want to be competitive.
Yeah, and I worry about the role, the power that the lobbyists have in Jeff City, to be honest, because, you know, when it comes to property tax reform, you know, the Municipal League is going to be down there fighting against it tooth and nail.
They do, but, you know, people and our policymakers need to begin justifying why their budget should be growing at the rate that they're growing. I mean, we saw with personal property tax, we've seen with real property tax, that provisions of the Hancock Amendment that's supposed to protect taxpayers aren't working, and they don't even apply for personal property tax. In other words, for real property tax, they're supposed to be a rollback to sort of maintain that level of funding, if you will.
Yeah.
But we saw with personal property tax, there's no such provision. And while people are being hit with inflation, they're being hit with these huge tax bills, too.
Yeah, most of them just arrived in the mail earlier this month for most people.
Sure did.
That's right. And they're having to figure out, hey, well, how are we going to pay for this between now and December 31st? No doubt about that. So do you guys email this out to every incoming legislator just to make sure they've seen it?
Well, what we actually do is it's on our website right now, so everyone has access to it at showmeinstitute.org. But we print it, and we go to Jefferson City in January. We physically deliver these documents to every elected official, both statewide and in the General Assembly. So they get this entire booklet. This year, we'll also be delivering to them targeted ones where it's applicable, our model policy. That particular book will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. It really expands upon the blueprint and gives people a sort of a how-to booklet, because we'll even have language on how you can change Missouri statutes in order to accomplish the items that we're talking about. I mean, obviously, we're making recommendations in our blueprint, but sometimes you got to make it really simple, and that booklet will make it very simple.
I hope people are listening and paying attention. The 2025 blueprint is up there at showmeinstitute.org. Brenda Talent, thank you as always. Great having you on again.
And thank you, Mark. Thank you for everything.
Yes, we'll talk again soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.